is the price of natural gas in America will rise. Republicans are intent on pushing this priority. Cory Gardner, one of the Republican Senate candidates to won last night in Colorado, he's made this one of his top initiatives, and Republican leaders have signaled this is at the top of the list, along with the Keystone XL.
Now, of course, when it comes to Democrats and fracking, right up to President Obama, they certainly have not distanced themselves from it. As someone tweeted last night, one organizer wrote, "It's rough when you decide to throw a lot of people under the bus and then expect those same people to get you into office."
Sure. The Obama administration has also been very close to the natural gas lobby. You know, I've done stories showing that the main lobbying group for the fracking industry, America's Natural Gas Alliance, ANGA, has actually provided dark money to the Democrats as well. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, or current, soon-to-be former Governor Martin O'Malley, received funds for his own dark money group from ANGA, the natural gas lobby. Democrats have raised money from natural gas interests. Actually, in Colorado, the Democratic Party, one of the reasons for their defeat last night was that the Democrats there were very divided over the issue of fracking. An effort to place a ballot initiative that would have allowed local cities and municipalities in Colorado to ban fracking fell apart, and part of that disarray really helped Republicans. So Democrats have been very divided on this issue, and they have not been shot.